Tell me about your next job.
Well, in 1964, I was appointed chief dietitian, and I was the first dietitian at the infirmary who wasn't a nurse. My job didn't really change all that much, except I was responsible for the students that were sent to us from hospitals, from colleges and universities, for the 6 months practical training, and you had to arrange their program to see that they got as much experience in all the different departments, and also smaller hospitals who only had perhaps one dietitian, they went to the sick children's hospital to see how they were run differently from an adult hospital.
During those years that you were chief dietitian, 1964 to 1979, would you say there were many changes in the treatment of people with diabetes?
I think during that time there wasn't much change in the treatment of diabetes, but I think the main thing was that the patients were educated in looking after their own diabetes, in being responsible for changing their insulin doses dependent on their urine tests. And at this time, patients, as well as having a urine test when they came to the clinics, also had a blood test. And we had our own lab technician in the department who was able to have the result of the blood test by the time the patient saw the doctor. This stage, we also had a chiropody department, and those requiring chiropody were referred to them. The patients routinely had an eye check, which nowadays I believe they don't have in the diabetic clinic, that they have to go to the eye hospital to have their eye checks.
Any changes in diet?
The diet, there were no weight diets in this era, that they were all portions, slices of bread, helpings of potatoes, this sort of thing. Although some of our older patients who had been coming since the year dot would sometimes come in and say, "I've broken my scales." And you thought, "Gracious me, are you still using them?" But habit is a great thing, that, I mean, they're in the habit of weighing their food, so weighing their food they will.